Hello, it's Lex and Stacy, and time for Threesome Podcast 49. That's right. We...
Look at us go.
...are one away from the Big 5-0, which is quite the feat. That's a lot of podcasts. That's a lot of content. That's a lot of BS.
That's a lot of us.
But it is. It's like, what is that, about 40 hours of us or 42 hours of us, somewhere around
there? Close, because with these shorter ones, we're not doing quite an hour. Sometimes we get close, though, even though they're supposed to be short.
Well, we get involved.
We do. We care. We like debating.
This one may be, sometimes we're on the same page, you know. This may be one of those.
I think it is.
Let's just say it so everybody knows what we're talking about. The Duggars.
Oh. I had someone say the other day that they are so sick of hearing about this. And I agree. I feel obviously terrible for any of the girls who were victimized by Josh Duggar.
Yeah.
But what I am... The reason why I'm following this so closely, I am so morbidly fascinated by all of this shit that's coming out about the inner workings of that creepy culty church they're a part of.
Yeah.
That church is scary, and I have a feeling it's not a lot different than a lot of Christian churches around the country. That's what really freaks me out.
Well, some are more willing to do what it takes than others.
Yeah.
I think anyway. But some of these are so cult-esque.
Yes.
That you really get the feeling it doesn't even have anything to do with Jesus Christ anymore. That
it doesn't.
That the religion is something else. Some sort of twisted whatever. But just to give an idea, this is a man that's running for president.
Oh.
Mike Huckabee, who has many photos with Josh Duggar, with the Duggars themselves.
Can I just say, hold that thought, from what it looks like, basically every Republican who has announced their candidacy for the 2016 election, they've all had their pictures taken with Josh Duggar. They're all fucked.
All of them?
I believe all of them. I saw some guy had posted on Instagram all of the pictures, and they all were with Josh Duggar separately. At some point, it was like he had stalked them. This family is so up Republicans' asses.
Yeah.
And
likewise, they are on TV. They're the benchmark of all that's non-abortion and Christian and all the things they love.
I hope not, though. Honestly, again, finding out more and more about this fucking church, I hope that your average run-of-the-mill Christian person who's just sitting at home, you know, loving Jesus, is not this family. I hope to God that's not it.
So, do you know the official charges against him?
All I'm aware of is I don't know if there's even been charges, because I know, like, the cop that gave him the stern talking to is in jail.
The allegations, then.
That he had, when he was a teen, had touched, and there was never actual, like, penile penetration, but he had touched his sisters while they were sleeping and possibly some other girls who were not family members. He seemed to do it when they were sleeping, is the way I understand it.
All right, well, here's Mike Huckabee's spin on it. Josh Duggar was a teenager. The girls were almost teenagers. In biblical times, they could have been married. The only reason the liberals are attacking Josh is because he's been a faithful warrior against the perversion of homosexuality.
The girls were his sisters, most of them. I do think there were a couple that weren't, but my fucking God, They were sisters. So biblically, that's okay too. I suppose it is. I don't know my Bible that well, but Jesus.
No, it's none of it's okay. And
if you're looking from a biblical standpoint, because slavery was okay biblically too.
Yeah. I just don't realize how obtuse these people are at times.
I have a feeling that he didn't know the whole story. I can't believe that had he known that the girls were Josh's sisters, the alleged victims.
Or he's so all in on this family and these guys, the fact they're from Arkansas, which is where he's from, that has to do it. That he had to come up.
He doesn't have to do anything. He's a politician.
Yeah, well.
He's supposed to be leading in some way, you know?
But he's got so much association with these people, maybe he was forced to make a statement about it, and that's what he went with.
Well, you know, a good statement would have been, I am deeply saddened to hear the allegations that have been brought against, you know, Josh Duggar, and I can only imagine the pain and suffering that this family and anyone else involved may be going through at this time. My thoughts are with them. There.
Yeah, mine would have been, as I make my presidential run, I really don't have the time to review these allegations right now and get involved with them. I will at some point and have a statement about it. Until then, I have decided to not give a comment.
And then just pretend that it never happened.
Exactly.
And 2 years from now, when someone asks you, you can go, oh, golly, I'd forgotten about that. I never gave a statement, did I?
Or, well, you're the first person that's asked me for a statement. I got to be honest with you. It kind of went by, and life went on. I still haven't reviewed it. Whatever you got to do to insulate yourself from something like this, because this is a dagger in his chest.
Yes. Rick Santorum's, too.
When there's 20 candidates, and yes, Stacey, that's how many there are. They can't even give a whole stage to the candidates on a debate. Watching these people vie for a spot on that stage is hilarious. This one woman that's running, I don't even know her name, but she's like, I'm the only woman running. I'm hoping, you know, they would let me have a spot on the stage. Let me have a spot on the stage. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, ideally, the whole point of American elections is that, in theory, anyone could become president if they got enough of the popular vote and you kiss the ass of the Electoral College, because ultimately the Electoral College is who decides. It's not us. Fuckers. You're pissing me off today. Not you, but good God, I'm getting fired up.
Well, I mean, they're electoral votes. You know, you capture a state.
Yeah, but they aren't bound to it.
And usually it goes the way it's supposed to.
But they are not bound to it. They could, if they wanted to, completely usurp the will of the American public.
Well, I mean, it's two parties that are allowing this to happen. So, obviously, it's got some sort of merit to it. I understand it saves a lot of campaign funds.
Yeah.
Not having to go after every single person with a vengeance. They say if you didn't use the Electoral College and just went for the popular vote, that it would be almost impossible to afford a campaign.
Well, then that should say something. And, you know, there should be massive reforms. There really should. For instance, I believe that, you know, especially since most people who are already in office are running again You know, I think that instead of spending the 4 years that they are in whatever office they were elected to, you have exactly 90 days before election day. That is when you can start campaigning. That is when you can start raising money. Nothing can be done before that. First of all, we wouldn't get burnout because it's 2 years away and it's already starting.
Well, how about better than that? How about you get one term and you get the fuck out?
I understand that, and I have heard the argument because you have all of these committees and stuff. I'm not going to do it justice. I've just heard some very good reasons why that shouldn't necessarily happen.
Because it can't be that good because you remember everything.
You can't consistently have new people in there all the time. You know, you need someone with experience. You do need someone who can go, no, this is how it's supposed to be done. You don't want all freshmen running the country.
When you have 6 years as a president, 6 years as a senator, 4 years as a congressman, you can have pretty much people rerunning, you know, skipping a turn and term and rerunning. You can have a much less corrupt system that people can operate in.
And, well, if that's and part like, you of need the, to get rid of lobbyists,
and,
too.
And well, that would get rid of lobbyists, Stacey. There's nothing to lobby for. There's no guns to be held to anybody's head that, hey, if you want to get elected next term, you better play ball with this. There isn't any of that. So
I think, though, making promises going into an election, you find some bright-eyed, bushy-tailed freshman senator wannabe who, you know, is all idealistic and shit. And you've got people saying, well, you know, if you save the baby seals, we'll give you all this money. And it's still possible. Lobbyists are pretty evil.
Yeah, it's possible. But you aren't held to your word like you are if you want reelection. And you pretty much would be wearing your heart on your sleeve that you're in somebody's pocket while you're campaigning for something.
Right.
So, easier said than done. So, you know, if you want baby seals to be clubbed to death because the blood of them, you know, helps our machines work better or something like that, you're going to have to fucking say so.
Yes. I love dead baby seals.
Yeah. You're gonna have to actually say it to get elected. If you want some lobbyist, you know, stroking your bank account
and other things,
it takes a lot of that away. You don't give a gun for a lobbyist to put to a politician's head; their effectiveness becomes half of what it is, which is much better than what it is right now.
Right.
I just have to think that would be a better way. I mean, these people that you're calling freshmen and inexperienced, these are very intelligent people.
You would like to think, but honestly, when you look at a Mike Huckabee and what he said right there, does not strike me as the smartest man.
Yeah, and he's not president.
Nobody's trying, and you know.
So what? He's trying.
Has he come?
He's trying. He's not going to make it. That's a death statement. What he just made there.
It's 2 years though. It's 2 years away.
Yeah,
you know, that will be far. We Americans are our collective memory is like is. It's like a big goldfish. We have about 30 seconds where something remains in our collective memory, and then it's gone, and we've moved on to the next shiny little thing, you know,
that interests us. No. Not when it comes to politics. That shiny little banner of douchiness will be shoved in his face by 18 people on the way to through the primaries.
I would like to think so, but I bet you a month or two from now, unless we find out that Josh Duggar has actually murdered someone, once the whole Duggar thing flies by and is gone, I bet you it won't ever be mentioned again, especially once we get closer to the presidential election.
No, these are the Bushes we're talking about here. These are the gamesmen of all gamesmen that are going to be in the final four of this thing. That is,
Jeb Bush had his picture taken with Josh Duggar as well.
Jeb Bush didn't make a statement.
I know.
Yeah, Jeb Bush can just say, yeah, I took a picture with a guy. So what? It's not hard to be a slick politician if you just follow your instincts,
which is unfortunate because slickness really sucks. I mean, it works for the politician, but for the American public, it's not so good.
Well, sometimes it is. Doesn't hurt to have a slick guy sitting across the table from Putin or whatever douchebag we have to go talk to in foreign affairs. Doesn't hurt to have somebody that's a little bit of a scoundrel and somebody that scares the fuck out of somebody because they know they're just a slick douchebag. They're going to keep their eye on every second. It has its advantages.
You want those people to be behind the scenes. You don't want them representing the entire country publicly.
No, it's not what we want. I'm just saying if it happens, it's not the end of the world.
Right.
You know, it's not the ideal person. It's not somebody that's going to get down in history as somebody we finally remembered as being a class act and a total statesman and somebody we can hang our hats on as far as wanting their picture in our library and things like that. But at the end of the day, doesn't hurt to have Tricky Dickey in office for 4 or 6 years, as it turned out for him.
Yes.
There are just guys that scare the fuck out of our enemies, and I'm okay with that.
If we could only have like the American version of Putin, to be honest, you know. The narrow, shady eyes that dart, you know, and just stare at you, a steely, icy glare. If you could, cross Putin with Dick Cheney, that's a scary man.
I think Putin is a cross of Dick Cheney and somebody.
Vladimir Putin, Dick Cheney's love child.
Yeah.
Cheney's dirty secret.
I mean, some people sleep better at night with people like that dealing in certain circumstances. Usually those. But that's it.
See, I understand that. And, but I associate those people more with being CIA and the military and secret ops and stuff that we don't know about.
Yeah, but unfortunately the job is so much more. And you want somebody that's in the middle. Somebody that can do it all.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that kisses babies and improves infrastructures and fixes the economy. And at the same time,
assassinates North Korean leaders.
Yeah. And at the same time, when he sits across the table from somebody like a Putin, they look at him and go, I respect you. You're fucking scary.
How awesome would that be?
Yeah. I mean, that's
from Putin to say, you frighten me.
Well, apparently, of all people, Reagan frightened them. Reagan was like a scary dude to the Russians.
See, I was a child, so I don't remember like so much like that. I think that he really just I'm sure now as an adult looking back, I'm sure his Alzheimer's was better known in the intelligence community than it was amongst like American citizens. And his little comments like before that speech when the mic was on about the bombing of Moscow commences in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, just kidding.
Oh, man. What a major fuck up.
But so awesome.
I know. I remember that.
You got George W. Bush chewing with his mouth open, and then there's Reagan talking about bombing Moscow, you know.
See, that's, I mean, that's why I liked Nixon, because he was such a wild card. I truly believe the world looked at him and went, that motherfucker's scary, man. I'm and I'm not fucking with him, all right? Let's just wait for somebody else to come in. Because he was, they knew what he was about. He was about Richard M. Nixon. and that scares anybody.
I was in a picture with him on the town newspaper a long, long time ago.
No shit.
Yeah, he made this weird drive through D4, Michigan, which I don't even think has a stoplight. And it's not far from where we live. And so we went and stood there, and I was like 4. And my godfather had me up on his shoulders because he's like 6'7". And there was a picture of Nixon in his motorcade, and there's me.
Oh, man, that's so cool. Do you have it?
Somewhere, yeah.
Oh, that's so badass. Yeah, the whole election this time around is going to be just so fascinating. You know, the Today Show couldn't even get all 20 candidates on the TV screen on Monday when I was watching it. I was like, they had like some crawl on the bottom that was covering up the last 4 people. That's how many people are running. I mean, Hillary's just got to be pleased. Whoever gets to the end of this thing is going to be battered and bruised, politically speaking.
I know, because they all have to kind of turn on each other first. So, you know, you've got not only the other side ripping you apart, but now you've got the other candidates in your party going, this is why I'm better than these other 19 people.
Yeah.
So you're just getting trashed and ripped apart.
I mean, some of these people I didn't even recognize. There's like Bobby Jindal. I recognize him. Santorum. Huckabee, Rubio, Bush, the chick, I don't even know her name. Who else is in there?
Was Sarah Palin jumping up and down trying to be seen behind everybody going, me, me?
Who's the other guy that's like Rubio? They're like the same guy.
Would Cruz have been on there?
Cruz was on there, Scott Brown, What's the guy's name in Wisconsin?
Scott Walker.
Scott Walker. Yeah, he was on there.
Was there a black guy? Because that was,
there was a black
neurosurgeon from Detroit.
Yeah, there's the black dude, the neurosurgeon. That's 10. There's 10 more.
Wow.
What are they going to do debate-wise?
I know that if a national debate is held and you have people, I do have, even though it's Republicans, I have a huge issue with candidates who have made it that far not being allowed to say what they need to say and being allowed to participate.
Well,
anyone who's a voter, no matter what your party, you should be pissed about it too.
I have even more of a problem not seeing them in the beginning.
Right.
The last set of debates that were held, the network decided they were going to make it the Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, and Herman Cain show.
Yay.
And they let Santorum speak like twice. They let, John Huntsman speak once. Some people didn't get to speak at all. Just stood up
and
on the...
Just, bullshit, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, you got Perry and Romney going back and forth on each other, and the network's fucking loving it. Because Romney's just ripping them to shreds.
See, this is where I truly believe that the media relies on the fact that Americans at this point are so apathetic and fat and lazy and stupid that they're just going to accept whoever's kind of hand-fed. As long as you give them two or three people who are pleasing to the eye and can speak fairly well, the American public is happy. And then they can go, oh, look, I picked one of those people and I'm a voter. Yay.
Well,
you know,
There's that, but there's only a handful of us that watch from the beginning. A lot of people just wait for it to get down to those people and then jump in.
Is Rand Paul running too?
Oh, yeah, Rand Paul. I'm sure if we speak long enough, we'll get them all in. That's like 12 or 13. There's like right. Seven more. It's crazy. It's out of control. It really is. I mean, I'm just going to look it up here and see if I can even get that. Because that's how many of them there are. Let's see here. Yeah, Dr. Ben Carson, Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney, Kerry Bowers, Dennis Michael, Ben Carson Lynch. Who the hell is that?
See, and I would like to know how many, if any, of this huge field of candidates, how many of them might potentially be a moderate candidate? We've talked about this before. You know, that's what the Republicans, I feel, I'm certainly not a strategist. If there was a good, decent, moderate Republican who was like, you know what, I'm cool with gays and I think women are pretty smart and deserve a lot more than what, you know, they sometimes get, I might actually really pay attention to that person and they might give my Democratic candidate a run for their money for my vote.
Okay, here's who's officially in. Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Carly Fiorina, I guess.
Is that? Oh,
the
Hewlett-Packard
lady.
Her.
Yeah. CEO of Hewlett-Packard. Mike Huckabee, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, Rick Santorum. That's who's in officially. Mark Everson and Jack Fallor, who's a retired engineer and a perennial candidate from West Virginia. Mark Everson, former Internal Revenue Service Commissioner. Announcements pending. Lindsey Graham, George Pataki, Rick Perry, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Bobby Jindal, John Kasich, Donald Trump, and Scott Walker.
Donald Trump.
Are all looking into it. And three more that have expressed interest. Bob Ehrlich, Governor of Maryland. Jim Gilmore, Governor of Virginia. Peter T. King, U.S. Rep from New York. Those are all people that the Today Show had up on pictures as...
Now, first thing you do is you go through and you have your private investigators find all of the dirty pictures, all mm-hmm. of the mistresses, all of the illegitimate children that they've all spawned, and just start knocking those people out immediately, you know?
Yeah. So out of this bunch, if I had to pick a final three, I'm thinking Jeb Bush. Probably because he's got huge amounts of money behind him, Ted Cruz. And then the third one could be Rubio, Santorum, Lindsey Graham.
I can't believe that Santorum, he's one of those total religious nuts. I would hope that people would have more sense to let him even get close.
And Chris Christie. The guy I think's most dangerous as somebody that could make a run is Scott Walker. Who is...
I don't know if outside of the state of Wisconsin, though, And again, I'm only watching news from a liberal standpoint.
The party loves him. Loves him.
Do they?
Yes. Sure. Young, good looking, just fucking crazy. Crazy conservative. There's conservative.
But not every conservative is a conservative conservative. You know, again, no. There are so many Republicans who are moderates. You know, that subscribe to the Republican theory because it's a fiscal thing. You know, my brother is a perfect example. My brother is a fiscal conservative, but a social moderate. You know, he loves the gays. He loves women. He loves reproductive rights. He loves, you know.
Yeah, he and I are exactly the same description.
Yeah.
Exactly. I am a fiscal person. I want that to be very much cared for because it's everything to us. The money in this country needs controlled. It's just crazy out of control. Even though Obama's done a nice job with what he was served with, there's still lots of work to be done. Lots of Wall Street needs to be reeled in.
Yes. And so does the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
Have you heard anything about, like, China pushing really hard to make the yen, like, the worldwide currency? You know, the U.S. dollar is it and has been for a very long time. I guess China, since, you know, it does own most of our debt anyway, is trying to make the yen the international currency.
Yeah, that I haven't heard that.
Okay.
I mean,
I've heard like whisperings, but I just never have had time to delve into it deeper to see what's going on with that.
Trying and it happening are two different things.
Well, they do own us. You know, if China wanted to be a big fat red asshole, they could start calling on us to, you know, pay our debts right now, and we would have to default.
Yeah, well, we could be a big blue asshole and bring all our business home, and they'd be fucked within a year. So,
I don't think they would. I think they're pretty strong, and they, you know, and trust me, I am not a fan of China at all. I don't hate the Chinese people. I loathe and despise and fear a little bit the Chinese government.
Yeah, but you need to have business to make money.
Yeah, and they own everything here, too. I mean, you know, because of capitalism, we have allowed so much here in the United States to be sold off and owned internationally and by other entities.
Yeah, it's like 11%, Stacey. Is it? Yeah.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yes.
All right. Look at Lex with the numbers. It's kind of hot.
Not quite enough to take over the boardroom, is it? So
I don't know.
I do. Do the math.
Well, that's math. Not my forte.
Yeah, well, I think you know that 89% is bigger than 11. So
I suppose.
I wouldn't worry about it.
All right.
And that's 11% by all countries.
Okay. Well, good.
I think 8% of it is actually, I think 8% of it is either Arabia or China, and the rest of it's Asian. I'm not sure which one goes which way. I'm not sure who has the 8%.
Bulgaria.
But the grand total is like 11 or 12%. It's not enough to inflict damage.
Well, I'm going to be able to sleep better tonight, and it's all because of you. Thank you, Lex.
Well, that's great, Stace. You worry too much about a lot
so
of this
much.
Stuff. Everything's going to be fine.
I don't really.
I know. So yeah, let's recap. The Duggar suck. Mike Huckabee.
And touch. And poke.
Yeah. And rub and fondle and
and tweak.
Yeah.
Maybe and, massage a little bit.
Yeah. And insert. But they do it really Christian-like, so it's okay.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, Jesus.
And keep an eye on who jumps in the Duggar bandwagon, so to speak, because whoever does is finished. And so far, the two names that are in danger of that are Huckabee and Santorum.
Jeb Bush had his picture in there, too.
He had his picture.
Bunch of them did. Ted Cruz.
Yeah. No statements. The spin masters that both of them are will easily dispose of that.
Did you see where George W. offered to officiate a lesbian wedding in like 2013, but then ended up couldn't because he had a scheduling conflict?
No.
It's like, what a big hypocrite.
Yeah. I think
if you're
somebody
down with the gays, which is great, you know, you should be, then don't like lead an entire administration against them. Just saying.
Oh, Stacey, they weren't against them. They just weren't going to help them.
Well, it's kind of the same thing.
Isn't it? But I'm just being their spin master.
I know.
Against them? That's a little harsh. Anyway, let's wrap this up because this is good. Good stopping point right here. Keep an eye on the election, folks. It's going to be a great one. The Republican side is going to be a lot of fun. And we, of course, will be there the whole ride for it, commenting like we do in snarky fashion on who's making huge mistakes and who's going to capitalize. We definitely will get somewhat political on the podcast during this whole thing and throw our 2 cents worth in.
And yes, just forewarning you, it will be liberal, or at least heavily liberal.
Well, yours will be, for sure.
Yes.
I
no apologies, but just warning you.
I keep more of an open mind.
No, you don't.
I try to.
I know.
I'm better
it's
than
very
I'm better
sweet than, watching you flail.
Hey. It's sweet watching you with blinders on too. So we'll say goodbye and
bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to podcast number 49 here on the Threesome Podcast. We appreciate you doing so. We'll see you next time. Bye.